merely know your students' names. You must make the effort to get them to know them personally, as individuals. Just as you remember your own favorite teachers doing, you must pay attention to your students' likes and dislikes, listen to never-ending stories about their siblings and pets and vacations, and show concern and understanding for the hardships your students face. Yes, even the seemingly trivial ones. During the first week of every school year, I ask my students to write me a letter. The contents of the letter are largely left up to the individual student, but I give them suggestions which include, what did you and your family do over summer break? What have been your previous experiences with language arts, or English, reading, writing class? What are your strengths and weaknesses when it comes to reading and writing? What are your favorite ways to learn new things? What do you expect from me as your new teacher this year? Is there anything else you would like to share with me so that I can get to know you better? I read and respond to every single letter with a letter of my own. For teachers with multiple class periods, this might take a while. It generally takes me a month or two before I've responded to each letter. Once all my letters are written, I hand them back to my students all at once. While some students will inevitably think this practice is cheesy, most appreciate the time I take to read and personally respond to what they did over the summer by telling them about my own vacation experiences, describing the way I organize my classroom in language they will understand, connecting with them over their perceived struggles with reading and writing, and reassuring them that I attempt to incorporate a variety of learning styles into my lessons and activities. I end each letter by explaining that my door is always open, students are always welcome to stop in with questions about class, or to simply chat about whatever it is they have going on. This initial outreach may seem like a lot of extra work, and it is. However, establishing a close connection at the beginning of the school year will save you a lot of time and headache later on. Gaining a foundational understanding of who my students are and where they come from helps me to authenticate interest-based lessons that are memorable and inspire learning and inquiry. Furthermore, asking students to tell me about themselves elicits an immediate sense of importance. In general, people love to talk about themselves, and inviting students to do this will result in you becoming an immediate favorite. The most difficult part of knowing your students is maintaining the strong connections forged at the beginning of the year. Try to connect with every student every day. All teachers know this is a difficult task. The loudest students with the biggest personalities will always be vying for your attention. And more often than not, your eyes and ears will be on those students who command the most of your time and energy. However, it is equally as important to connect with the shy, quiet students. While it is difficult to keep physical track of which students you speak one-on-one with, especially if you're a teacher with multiple class periods and or larger class sizes, some suggest creating a tally sheet for just this purpose. Make a small mark next to students' names each time you make a connection with them beyond the usual business of handing back graded materials or calling on students to answer questions. This tally system can even be done discreetly using a paper roster. Keeping tallies on your students' interactions will not only remind you to continue to interact with your students on a personal level, but will show you which students you might be inadvertently ignoring. Pay attention to body language. It's now common knowledge that most of human communication is nonverbal. For this reason, it is not only important to listen to what your students say, but also to what they do not say. Younger school-aged children and adolescents are especially nonverbally expressive when they are upset, frustrated, ill, tired, etc. Paying attention to students' body language in class, in the hallway, or on the playground can help prevent arguments and fights, avoid medical emergencies, indicate when a student needs reteaching, or reveal when a parent contact is necessary. Beyond these kinds of precautionary implications, however, it is important for the teacher-student relationship to communicate to students that you recognize how they may be